As for today, mostly cloudy, warmer and more humid. We'll have some clusters of thunderstorms move through the area this morning with some heavy downpours likely. And then the chance for some thunderstorms later this afternoon. Again, heavy rainfall is the main threat with these. Highs today will be in the mid to upper 80s. For tonight, muggy with some areas of fog and the chance for a few scattered storms, lows in the lower 70s. For Thursday and Friday, hot and humid with highs in the low 90s. For WFIN, this is News 11 meteorologist Mike Stone.
And right now we have 71 degrees in Findlay. A flash flood warning has been issued for Hancock County until 11:45. Strong storms, as we already know, are moving through the area. Again, keep an eye out for the very latest. We'll bring you the latest weather information as we get it here. Again, looking at the radar, some pretty strong storms, but a rather narrow band as it moves through. So once this gets past us, we should be okay for a while. We'll zoom out here and see what we can see on the long-range radar. In the meantime, while the computer is catching up with that, got word all Hancock County court proceedings have been canceled for today. All Hancock County court proceedings have been canceled. The offices of the City of Findlay, Hancock County offices, all are closed in the Gene Stevens Honda Huntington Bank cancellations list. As far as the schools go, Angeline School and Industries remain on a two-hour delay. Blanchard Valley Industries are closed. Trinity Lutheran Genera is closed. Findlay City Schools are closed. All of the in-service, all of the activities really for the schools are closed. Staff should not report unless called in to do so. Hardin Northern is now closed. Heritage Christian closed. Mohawk is closed. Riverdale closed. Upper Sandusky is closed. Staff is to report for their workday. A number of daycare centers closed. Brown Mackey College is closed. The Owens Community College Findlay campus is closed. The complete list in the Gene Stevens Honda Huntington Bank cancellation list can be found online at WFIN.com. And again, we are updating that as quickly as we possibly can, give you the very latest information online at WFIN.com. But that list is, as we mentioned, is getting to be to the point where it is so large that it is just unmanageable to actually broadcast it on the air. So best idea, if you do have to be out or you feel you need to be out, call ahead to your destination, whether that's work or an appointment of some kind. Call ahead and make sure that you need to be at work or need to be there at that appointment. There are an awful lot of doctor's offices and things that are closed for today as well. So chances are good. And you never want to say that everything is closed, and we would never say that. But the chances are good that where you are going, especially if it's within the city of Findlay, is probably not open or is canceled for today. And we will continue to bring you the very latest information as we have it. Again, that flash flood warning is in effect until 11:45 for Hancock County, and more showers could be on the way for much of the day as well. We will continue to stay on the air, bring you the very latest information as we get it throughout the morning here on 1330 WFIN. We're going to take a quick break. We hope to reach Gary Valentine of the Hancock County Emergency Management Agency to get an update on the situation. Coming up in just a minute, it is 8:09 now.
Dick Doherty's Findlay Flat.
This is Mark Richler, coach of the Findlay Trojans. Tune in Thursday night when we play Toledo St. John's, live on WFIN.
And online at WFIN.com, courtesy WCNet.
It is 8:13, 13 minutes after 8 o'clock now on 1330 WFIN. Again, the weather situation is the big story. So let's give you the very latest weather information that we have here this morning. First of all, a flash flood warning is in effect until 11:45 for Hancock County. There is a flood warning in effect, remains in effect through the day today. That would be for Wyandotte and Hancock counties. Again, I'm reading this directly from the National Weather Service, so it's a little... you have to bear with me here as I find the most important thing, most important information. Flood warnings continue for the Blanchard River, for the Maumee River near Grand Rapids, Maumee River at Waterville, for the Portage River at Woodville, the Sandusky River at Fremont, and at Tiffin. Again, those are just some of the things that we have on our computer screen here from the National Weather Service. Flood warnings continue, and the flash flood warning until 11:45 are the big things. And as more thunderstorms rumble through the area, that is absolutely the last thing in the world that we needed to have at this point. Now, earlier we had scheduled to have Gary Valentine, the Hancock County Emergency Management Agency, with us. Let me show you what happens when we call Gary Valentine to get him on the air with us. There we go.
We're sorry. All circuits are busy now. Will you please try your call again later?
So that kind of gives you an idea of how serious the situation is getting, and it is growing more serious every passing hour, especially as we get more rain here in Hancock County, and the river continues to rise. I think we talked with Mayor Iritty earlier. He mentioned that the storm was rising, the river was rising at an average of about 2 inches an hour, I think is what he mentioned this morning. Not expected at this point to crest until later this afternoon, I believe is what he said, if memory serves, about 2 o'clock. I think is what he said. So this is not over yet by any stretch. And when we spoke with Gary Valentine, interesting, I spoke with Gary Valentine yesterday afternoon to ask if it would be possible to call him this morning to get an update on where things stood. And he said at that point, he said, you may not be able to get a hold of me. He flat out said that because, and this was in the afternoon when it looked like the worst of it was over for a time. If you recall, yesterday afternoon, some of the floodwaters started to recede. It looked for a time like things were we were going to be able to weather the storm, no pun intended, and things were going to be okay. And he pointed out very quickly to me over the phone at that time, this is not over. The real flooding has yet to begin. And so obviously our worst fears have been realized, at least to this point. We'll continue to try and get a hold of Gary Valentine with the Emergency Management Agency to try to get him on the air to get an update. The biggest piece of advice that we could give people at this point, and this maybe trumps everything, if you do not have to be out today, don't. Stay home or stay somewhere safe. Now, if your home is not safe and you need to get out, that is certainly understandable. And I spoke with an older lady on the phone just a little bit ago who called in and said, what do I do? We've got floodwaters all around. My husband's in a wheelchair. We need to get out. What do we do? I said, ma'am, you need to call 911. You need to call for the, well, I hate to do that. Don't be afraid. If you have an emergency, call the emergency authorities. If you don't feel that you can get out on your own and you need help, call for help. There's certainly no shame in that. At the same time, if you do not have an emergency, stay where you are. Don't go out sightseeing or trying to see how bad things are. Keep your radio on. Keep your televisions on. We will bring you the very latest information as we have it, and try and make sure that we give you that sense of how bad things are without you actually having to go out to experience it for yourself. Let the authorities do that, and let us do that and bring you that information that you need to know so that we don't cause more problems. Because invariably what will happen is people go out and then they'll get stuck. And unfortunately, as it is, the rescue crews are kind of stretched to the limit. And the flip side of that is you will also have people who will go out who will want to help. You know, I want to go out and I want to help. That's great. And certainly, your help could be used in, your volunteer, help could be put to good use, but it has to be put to use in the proper way. Don't just go out to see what you can do. We talked with Beb Phillips earlier with the United Way Volunteer Center. Call the Volunteer Center. Call them. Let them take your name and your number and what you're able to do, and they will match you up with the local agencies who are providing relief efforts, and they'll match you up with those who need your help, and that's the right way to do it. Don't just go out and say, what can I do to help? We need to do this in sort of an organized manner in order to get through all of this. We're going to take a quick break and do sports. I know in some level that seems very trivial, but if nothing else, we're going to take a quick break, kind of gather things up, see where we're at. We'll come back here in just a moment. We'll get you another check of the forecast. We'll run through the cancellations, some of the major ones that we have, and continue to keep you up to date. Coming up here at 8:30 again. And things are very weird. Planning on talking with Judy Cantwell, the Hancock County chapter of the American Red Cross, coming up here at 8:30. We will continue to try and get Gary Valentine on the line as well with the Hancock County Emergency Management Agency. All of that is on the way. First, though, let's get another check of sports. Once again, here is Chris Miller. It is 20 minutes after 8 o'clock now.
31 countries are waiting to hear they have a host family for the next school year. To host a high school student, call the American Intercultural Student Exchange at 1-800-SIBLING. That's 1-800-SIBLING.
Now the Storm Center 11 forecast from News 11 meteorologist Mike Stone. A flash flood warning in effect for Hancock County until 11:45. A chance of more thunderstorms through the day with significant rainfall in some cases, a high of 86. Tonight, a few scattered storms are still possible. Overnight low of 71, hot and humid with a chance of scattered rain tomorrow, a high of 92. Currently, it is 73 degrees in Findlay at 1330 WFIN. Gary Valentine of the Hancock County Emergency Management Agency is on the line with us this morning. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I know it has been a crazy day for you, really a crazy couple of days for you now, so we appreciate you taking the time. What can you tell us about where things are right now?
Okay, right now the county, harsh portion of the county, is not in too bad a shape. We are getting more rain, which is going to cause possibly more flooding in the county. Here in the city, we are in pretty bad shape. The river is way high. We are having a lot of rescues of people in homes that's trying to get out of their homes and just can't get out. So we realize there's a lot of people that needs this type of rescue. We are working on the fact we have boats from other counties coming in to assist us at this time, but they are not quite here yet. Some are and some aren't. They are coming in. We'll be tripling our force in boat rescue very quickly here as time goes by.
We heard earlier that the Hancock County Commissioners have declared a disaster here locally, and that's the first step to getting the state involved and, farther on beyond that if necessary. How long might that take, and what might we see come from that, or what happens next there?
Yes, the commissioners have declared a state of emergency. We are in the process of getting that shipped to the governor's office for a state level of mm-hmm. Of emergency. When he approves that, then that will be forwarded on up to the president for a presidential, which will allow us to bring FEMA in. When the state declares that we have it, then we can use state resources. Yeah.
Including the National Guard and any financial resources that might be available.
Yes, right. And when and if we get our federal, then that will bring in FEMA and other sources of money and other sources of equipment if it's still needed.
And again, this primarily, just to kind of recap what you mentioned earlier, primarily this at this point is affecting the city more so than the county, the outlying areas. Those areas that were affected by the flash flood yesterday morning have pretty much receded at this point. Is that correct?
Yes and no. The county part of it is correct. It is receding, but we have more rain coming in. In fact, there's quite a storm to the west of us, and when that hits, all of our water comes from the southern part of here into Hardin County. So we really just don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Gary, thank you very much. We've got to take a quick break for news at the bottom of the hour. We appreciate you joining us this morning. We will probably check in a little bit later on, and we certainly appreciate you giving us the time and letting folks know what is going on at this point. Gary, thanks so much.
Thank you.
On 8:30. Paul Harvey News and Comment is coming up next. We'll speak with Judy Cantwell of the American Red Cross coming up in the next half hour.